Thank you for calling AstrologyAnswers.com. This is Nora. How can I help you today?
Oh, hi, Nora. I hope you have your name right. My name is Richard. Mm-hmm. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. Is it Nora?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. I am right now filling out a current billing address and shipping information for a pendulum. I have on my computer the pendulum offer, and I'm having a challenge here because I'm typing in the credit card information, MasterCard, and it says card number, and it refuses to type out my full card number as I'm typing in the digits on my MasterCard. It's typing in just part of the digits, and I'm stuck here. It's not typing the rest of the digits, Nora.
Okay,
what do you suggest?
And it's not a prepaid card, is it?
No, I don't think it's a prepaid mm-hmm. card. It's my routine, regular MasterCard issued from
okay.
Comerica Bank. It's a business credit card, MasterCard. And I got the back of it with a showing the number, the 16 digit number. So I'm typing mm-hmm. in the card number here and the credit card information. And I got the first group of four and the second group of four. And then there's an 0259, and it types out 025, and I keep hitting the 9 button as I'm doing right now as we speak, and mm-hmm. it doesn't give any more numbers.
All right.
What
do? Let me double check and make sure that MasterCard is accepted. I thought it was.
It says card, card mm-hmm. number. I put down the card type, MasterCard, and then the card number is a little asterisk. Everything has a little asterisk after it. Let me see here what this is about. Yeah, they all have a little asterisk for some reason. And then it says, get my free chakra pendulum, which I am ordering. But this credit card information is not accepting the full 16-digit number.
Let me check with IT and see, because it does show that we take MasterCard, so let me make sure there's not an issue with the site real quick.
Well, all right. It's a MasterCard. It expires in June 2026.
Okay.
So I'm going to keep trying to type the 9 in here. 0259. 0259. Maybe I'll type another number. I'm typing all the digits, Nora. I hope
uh-huh.
I have your name right. I'm
yes,
typing
sir.
Just all the different digits here, and it's not typing any more digits. It should be groups of four numbers, digits at a time, and it's not typing any number here. Let me see what happens.
And you've double-checked to make sure you didn't enter a number twice or something?
No, I don't know. I'm just putting in the card number, and I got the first four digits, then the second group of four digits, and the third group of four digits. It's just typing 025, and there should be a 9. The next number is a 9. It's not doing that. And it's not typing any number after that. Whether I press a 7 or an 8 or a 4, it's not typing any more numbers. This is a weird one. Maybe I'm not supposed to get the chakra pendulum.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a different card you could try?
Let me see. In my wallet? Well, I probably have to look in another wallet. Let me see. Let me look in my wallet.
Okay.
Let's see what we have here. No, I don't have another. I have to go downstairs and get another wallet, to which has other maybe one or two other credit cards. But this is the standard credit card I've been using for a long time. It's reliable, works all the time. It's not working here.
IT replied and said there's not any issues with the site, and they'd asked me to have you confirm that you put the correct numbers in. But if it's not taking it, the only thing we would know would be to try a different card.
Card number, credit card information. Well, let's see. I wonder why would it. This card was sent to me in the mail. It's a brand new card. It's the same number as the previous card, exactly the same number. And I called in about a week ago to, you know, they tell you to call in to register the card or to activate the card.
Right.
So I called in, and the woman answered the phone, and she said, your card is now activated and ready to use. And that was about a week ago. And it's already, I've used it in several places, and it's been accepted. You know, in the little card machines at the store and places, it's been accepted. So the card is good. And it's not. This is not taking the full number, the card number. Very strange. 5529.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try typing it in again. I'm gonna X out this whole thing, and type the number in again, as we speak.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay. 5529. 5529, and I'm leaving a little space between all the digits. 5200, 5250. Whoop! Wait a minute. No. Wait. No. Hold on. Let me do that over again. 5200000. Okay, got that. Now we got this one here. 0259. Now just type the zero and didn't even type four digits. 0, do it once more.
Try it without putting spaces in it.
Nope, now it's not even typing. Mm-hmm. Okay, just put them all together, you mean?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll do that. Let's see, 5529. And then we have 5200. 5200. Got that. Now we got 0259. 0259. Oh, it got the next four digits. I think I'm not supposed to put any spaces here. Let's do the last four digits now. 3794.
Okay.
3794. 37. Wait a minute. 3 5200 0259 3 7. Oh, now it's not doing. Let's see. 3 7 3 7. Now it's not doing the last three digits on the card. Something defective about this site here.
Yeah, it sounds like it's something with the site. I'm going to have to get IT to look back into it. So now, without the spaces, it's accepting less numbers?
Yeah, I got everything spaced together, as you suggested. And so we advance one more set of digits, but it's not doing the last three digits. Just it's I got just three more digits to go, and we're done. Mm-hmm. But it's not doing those. They're all spaced close together. No spacing in between. 3, 3, 7. Nope, it's not doing. It's not typing it. Something faulty about this card number. The card number insert. Can I just give you the card number and the and I'll type in the rest of it here. I already typed in my address and accepted that. Okay. How do we do this? You know, this is, what's her name, who owns the company. She lives in Las Vegas also.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 7 or 8 miles from where I live. Maybe I should go directly to where her address and pay her the cash and say, give me my pendulum.
I'm not sure. I don't know. On our end, they don't allow us to take the card information over the phone. It would only be able to be done on the site for privacy reasons. I can have IT look at the site and see, run some tests on it and diagnostic, and maybe try again in just a little bit.
Okay, so what do you want to do? Can you run a diagnostic check on this site, and then what? I would call back, or you call me back, or what? What's the?
Yes, sir. You can try it again. If it don't work, call back. Give us about 30 minutes.
So I'll give you about 30 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I can do that, Nora. I'm going to wait 30 minutes from now and let you do a diagnostic check on that. Exactly that. Why it's not accepting it, and then I'll call. And then I'll try it again.
Okay.
You see clearly what the problem is. It's not accepting the card number.
Yes, sir. And I'm so sorry about that, but they're gonna look into that now.
Okay, dear. So, I'll call back in 30 minutes. I'm going to check the time. The time right. I'm in Las Vegas now, and the time is right now 9:48 p.m. Pacific time, Pacific daylight time, 9:48 p.m. So I will call back at about 10:15 or 10:20 p.m. our time.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We'll give it a shot. Tell your diagnostic people good luck.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. So have a good week.
You too, and thank you for calling AstrologyAnswers.com.
You bet. You bet. Bye-bye. Bye.